Get your day started right. This is Breakfast Beat with Ghulam Fakir and Sabira Sheikh Esop. Only on the Voice of the Cape.
8:42 is where we're at this morning, and we continue with our tribute to the late Sheikh Siraj Hassan Hendricks. And joining us online to share this morning is a prominent Islamic scholar and friend of Sheikh Siraj Hassan Hendricks, and that is Sheikh Sadullah Khan. Sheikh, Assalamu Alaikum, good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah, it's indeed a pleasure.
SubhanAllah, it seems like the only time I speak to Sheikh is when we're paying tributes to giants, you know, upon their demise. The last time speaking to Sheikh in 2015, when Sheikh Abdul Rashid Brown had passed on. But nevertheless, Sheikh, you know, you've shared some pretty interesting and special moments in time with the late Sheikh Siraj Hassan Hendricks. Perhaps sharing those with us and our listeners this morning, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Indeed, listeners of the Voice of the Cape, we bid a sad and solemn farewell to the Honorable Sheikh Siraj Hendricks. He was the resident imam at the Azawiyah Institute, which has served the community for 100 years. And my friend and brother, Sheikh Siraj, served also as the Mufti of Cape Town. And he's a person who I consider as among the highest authorities on Islamic scholarship in our country, and in fact, on the African continent. So besides Sheikh being a close friend and a trusted confidant, he was the primary person, in fact, I would consult on matters of Islamic law and even on issues of spirituality. So Sheikh Siraj, despite being a man of high intellect, of deep spirituality, he had a sharp wit, a playful sense of humor, you know, often accompanied by an almost a mischievous smile that was very polite. A scholar of high repute, I would say. You know, he had an impeccable character, a character that was endearing and warm, you know, a man of devotion, a man who had unique empathic listening skills, something very rarely found amongst religious leaders, in that he was empathic in his listening skills. And what I found about him, you know, he was very much steeped in tasawwuf and spirituality. But I found his humility evident in the way that he patiently listened to differing views without being offensive in his response. He would have a complete different view about something, yet he would listen to an opposing view patiently, differing, but without expressing any response in an offensive manner, which I found was an indication of his humility, which is very rare amongst many people today. He was indeed, therefore, a jewel of a man. You know, we know that he taught hundreds of people. He inspired numerous students, and of course impacted on the lives of so many scholars and the students of Deen. Besides, yes,
you want
to ask something,
Zarina? Yes, Sheikh. You know, Sheikh, I'm thinking about, we're always speaking about our sheikhs, you know, when they pass away. But, you know, how should we as a community be remembering and upholding our scholars whilst they are alive as well?
The first thing is to appreciate the people while they're alive. Everyone sings your praise when you're gone. And that's the sad part. How many people spoke to him and appreciated him and thanked him in his lifetime? We celebrate people towards the end of their life, and we praise them after they are gone. And this is a lack of sense of appreciation that people have. You know, we become so accustomed to a fast lifestyle, everything now and quick, and tomorrow it's forgotten. There's so much news happening with so much, you know, social media and so on. But these headlines now will be forgotten by tomorrow. And this kind of lifestyle, this kind of speed at which we're living, this it breeds a kind of non-care, of non-caring. It's almost that, you know, things are very temporary in our mind. But these are people who have made a lasting impression. You know, if I look at Sheikh Siraj, as I mentioned, he was a jewel of a man who taught hundreds of people, inspired so many students and impacted on so many scholars. In fact, personally for me, I mean, I always believe when people are gone is the memories. You know, I always remind people what Rumi said, cry not at our departure, but smile and remember the fond memories we shared. So besides having presented some programs with him on the Voice of the Cape myself, especially those with Mehboob Bawa in those days and my brother Yusuf Fisher in the early days of the radio, I had the great privilege of teaching with him. There are memories at the coast in the early 90s. I had the honor of being intimately involved with him in the unforgettable hosting of our Murshid, Sheikh Sayyid Malik Al-Alawi, in the mid-90s. I enjoyed the opportunity of presenting papers at international conferences with him, and I saw his brilliance. For example, when we went in the late 90s to the Unity Conference in Washington, and also had the pleasure of his company. In fact, we were roommates when we went and traveled to Morocco recently, a few years ago, with Sheikh Nanawi. So what I'm saying, there are so many fun-filled, empowering, unforgettable memories. And therefore, I wish to say, you know, he has certainly been an inspiration for the community, a magnificent scholar, steeped in traditional learning, you know, with a postmodern understanding, and combined his academic ability with his spirituality without betraying the fundamentals of either. And he was an imam, a muallim, a faqih, a murshid, a mufti, an arif, a sheikh. So there's so much to appreciate. And I just wish that, you know, people spend time even with their parents or grandparents or the elders or their teachers, and value them while they are alive and say thank you to them. Create a culture of appreciating them in their lifetime.
Certainly.
You know, we are hearing what people are saying about him, but as he heard it from us.
Certainly, so, Sheikh. You know, Sheikh, just in closing, we have about 60 seconds to go, and Sheikh mentioned, you know, about the international travels with Sheikh Siraj, you know, and we've spoken to some of his students from the United Kingdom as well, and, you know, one would think, oh, Sheikh Siraj from, you know, Cape Town, but what made him so special, you know, that he appealed to everyone, not just those in Cape Town or South Africa, but internationally as well, that he had such a huge impact on a global scale?
Yeah, you see, I think the idea was his depth of learning. He was rooted in spirituality. He had great teachers like Sheikh Malik Alawi and other teachers. So he was very true to the path. He was a man who followed the tariqah, but more importantly, through the perspective and through the avenue of the sharia. He was steeped in sharia. There was no dichotomy for him in that. That's number one. His deep spirituality as well as the humility that he had. Depth of knowledge, of course, and the height of good character. So therefore, you know, when his passing leaves an indelible void in so many ways that many other people, I believe, would put together will not be able to fill. So I take solace in the words of the Rasul when his son died and he was grieving. And in his grief, the Rasul said, إِنَّ الْعَيْنَ تَدْمَعْ وَالْقَلْبُ يَحْزَنْ وَلَا نَقُولُ إِلَّا مَا يَرْضَى رَبُّنَا وَإِنَّا بِفِرَاقِكَ لَمَحْزُونُونَ. The eyes are shedding tears and the heart is grieving. But we say nothing except what Allah is pleased with. And what we say is, you know, indeed, we are saddened by your departure. So, on the painful occasion of this great distress, this moment of immense grief and tremendous loss of this invaluable alim, we offer condolence to the Hendricks family, the members of the Azawi Institute. We make dua that Allah grants our recently departed, dearly beloved, our highly respected brother, Sheikh Siraj Al-Alawi, the loftiest place in abode in paradise. And may Allah grant his family and relatives and murids and friends sabr and patient perseverance. And as we say, finally, farewell to my beloved brother, my esteemed friend, our revered Sheikh Siraj Al-Alawi, rahmatullahi alayhi. We beseech Allah to raise him up among the awliya and the saliheen.
Ameen. And with that, we say shukran to Sheikh Sadullah Khan for joining us on air this morning and sharing with us upon the demise of Sheikh Siraj Hassan Hendricks. It's gone 8:50 a.m.
Tuned in to the Voice of the Cape, and this is Breakfast Beat.